Heaven is the reward for those who adore God, and in today's Gospel, our Lord is warning us very clearly that we must first and foremost adore God. And in some of the other translations of today's Scripture, it says, without turning his back on his father is translating without hating his mother and father. And of course here our Lord does not mean hate strictly speaking as we often understand it, but that we must put the things of God even above the things that our loved ones ask us if we know them to be contrary to God. For instance, no one could refuse to enter religious life if they believed God was calling them to that life, but their parents were putting pressure on them to become a lawyer or a doctor or something else. Nor would someone be pleasing to God who would enter religious life knowing full well they were called to the married life. For in order to adore God, we must do His will. And that is the modern era of today's age. We often do not reflect that our Lord is calling us here to strict observance of the first commandment. And indeed, when we put any creaturely possession, any creaturely thing above God, we do not adore Him according to His way. And indeed, we often reflect in this day and age how sentimental we have become and not attacking error, that is, attacking the error and not the one who is committing the error, although often simply the correction of the error necessarily will mean discomfort to the one who is indulging in the sin. And so we must reflect upon that mystery which has always been the perennial teaching of the Church, that those who were to leave the mystical body of Christ and not return to that mystical body before the end of this life would certainly put their souls in jeopardy. For no matter what excuse they use, ultimately St. Augustine would point out, the excuse is not the reason. The reason is simply some sin that they are themselves unwilling to give up. And so no matter how much the Church is assailed with scandal, we must always and everywhere remember that we are to adore God authentically, and that God has established one way and has established one institution alone that reveals to us authentic worship of God, and that is the Holy Roman Catholic Church. And anyone outside of her is indeed risking their very eternal salvation. For God calls all in every way. God is calling all, whether they be infidels, heretics, or schismatics, to union with Holy Mother Church. And we must reflect on this mystery if we are to truly to exercise charity, that is, to pray and do penance both for ourselves and for all those who are not members of the mystical body of Christ. For it is clear from the teachings of many of the doctors of the Church that in order for someone outside of the Church to save their soul, they must strive with every fiber of their being to seek truth constantly in their life. And every time truth is put forth to them, they must embrace it. If they are to fail in one instance, then their very souls are in jeopardy. We often do not reflect that once a soul has committed one mortal sin, they are separated from God, and if they do not repent of that sin, they will be separated from Him for all eternity. And so, for those who have been blessed to be born into the mystical body of Christ, or have come to her through conversion, there is no excuse for leaving her, for God never gives anyone the grace to do something that is evil. And indeed, we see this putting our mothers, our fathers, our wives, our children, our relatives, and our friends ahead of God in almost all things. Indeed, we see this most strikingly in our day and age, and when that unspeakable sin of Sodom is one that we are not even permitted to criticize. And indeed, we often fail to criticize because we are afraid of offending, as it were, the one who practiced that most unspeakable vice. And yet, the language of the saints is clear in this matter. For one described that as a vice so vile that when Satan himself induces a human being into the practice of that vice, he himself then departs from that soul because of the stench and filth that they have taken upon themselves. That is the language of the saints in the matter of this vice, and it is truly, as it were, the language of charity. For if someone has contracted something so vile, then we must be willing to love them and risk their wrath in order to bring them out of it. And so the vice must be described as it is in the sight of God. And that is precisely what made the saints saints. They would never water down even the slightest the truths of Almighty God, because they truly adored Him above all things, and then they loved their neighbor as themselves for God's sake. And they knew full well that if they had ever fallen into such vile practices, they would pray and wish that someone had the courage to stand up and speak to them on this matter in all honesty and in all truth. And we indeed see this in our Lord Himself, for He spoke with all honesty and all truth. He spoke frankly of what sin was and how displeasing it was to Him. He spoke frankly to all souls at the time in His public ministry, that they must come to Him if they are to be saved. And to come to Him is to be a member of His holy church. And that is the only safe haven we have in this life, the only sure way of salvation in this vale of tears. And so, let us take up our cross each and every day. For one of the primary ways we take up our cross is risking, as it were, not falling into human respect, but always respecting the dictates of Almighty God, always adoring Him first and foremost above all else. And so, in order to do that, we must strive always to learn what He taught. We must strive always never to abandon what He taught, and we must strive always to put what He taught into practice. And sometimes, even often, and most especially in this day and age, putting into practice what the Lord taught necessarily means we will not be loved by the world, nor will we be appreciated often by our very loved ones. For too many have compromised Holy Mother Church in the Holy Faith in the name of not hurting feelings and not wishing to have anyone's feelings hurt. And so we must always strive, always and everywhere, to understand that it is often necessary to have our feelings hurt if we are to continue to work out our salvation in fear and trembling. That is the great blessing of Holy Mother Church, for is she not constantly, each and every moment of her life on this earth, is she not constantly, in one way and in one shape, hurting our feelings? For do we not all struggle each and every day to overcome faults and failings that we know to be contrary to the will of God? We know this for one reason and one reason only. We know it because Holy Mother Church teaches us, and so she is a good mother, and she is willing to hurt our feelings each and every moment of our day. Each and every moment we are tempted to give in to a temptation, for Holy Mother Church tells us not to do so, lest we risk our eternal salvation. And so she shows herself to be the most charitable of all mothers and the greatest of all institutes in this world, for she is even willing to hurt the feelings of her members each and every day of their life, so that they may know the law of God, that they may turn to her in order to gain the grace to overcome their temptations and put that law into practice. No one is a lover of God who is not willing to defend the law of God with every fiber of his being, with his whole mind, with his whole heart, and with his whole soul. And in the case of the martyrs, this would cost them their very lifeblood, but they would give it up for the life that was to come. And so let us always strive to learn those truths of Holy Mother Church, and let us always pray that we put those truths into practice, not counting what putting the truths of Holy Mother Faith into practice will cost us, knowing full well that it could very well cost us our very lives. And indeed, in this day and age, it is perhaps not too far away that anyone who professes the Catholic faith will be subject, as it were, to the authorities of this world and to the affliction they wish to bring upon all those who hold out Jesus Christ as the only way, Jesus Christ as the only truth, Jesus Christ as the only hope for fallen humanity in a secular age in which they tell us all our hope lies outside of Christ. Everything we should try to do, we should try to do without that man who came in flesh in order to deliver us from our sins. And so let us strive each and every moment, especially by good example, to hold up Christ as the model and exemplar of all true human life, never compromising even the slightest tittle of the law or the slightest dot of the law, knowing full well that to do so compromises our our ability to adore God, by which alone we can gain that reward for all those who adore Him in spirit and in truth.